Cool. So your age range, is it between 16 to 20, 21 to 25, 26 to 35, 36 to 40?
26 to 35.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And what would you describe your ethnicity as?
White British.
Okay. And are you, obviously you're a mother.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you a lone parent?
Yeah.
And how many children do you have?
Four.
Okay. Have the staff helped you to receive support from your local services? So, for example, housing advice, benefits, or any other services to your children?
No, I've never really needed any of that help.
Okay. Do you get support from the staff at Hands Love Action for Youth when you need it?
Or the group they go to?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like if when the children have played up and I've taken them in and they've talked to them and they've explained to them that they can't act the way they do, and then they do apologise to me when I go and pick them up. So, and they had a target system which helped out as well, that was good for them because they knew if they were going to be naughty they weren't going to get their points. So it's kind of an encouragement.
And what support services would you like the Hands Love Action for Youth to provide for parents? If you...
Well, it was just really, these are considered behaviour. So it was just really with the help with their behaviour. Yeah. That was a big issue, like the way they are towards me, not towards anyone else. They're quite good in school. It's just home.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing.
Do you find that your children seem happier since they joined?
Yeah, they're more confident.
And have you noticed improvements to your child's health and fitness since they've joined?
Well, they're always running around anyway. Yeah. They're always really fit, but they Rebecca likes it because she gets to do the cooking there. So she is like a proper little lady, so she comes home and she goes, I cook this, and
aww,
she was able to help out. And then she tries doing it when she gets home. So.
Aww. And have you noticed improvements in their behaviour since they've joined?
Yeah, no, their behaviour, like with the target sheet as well, if they were naughty, they were going to get a low score, so that was an encouragement for them. So they knew if they weren't going to be well behaved, like, they'd go into the school if they were naughty and would talk to BGL.
Mm.
So, but the scoring system was good. It was really good for... Rebecca would always get high marks anyway, but because Jamie's more the issue that I have with, it helped him out, because he knew that he'd get... a zero, and he didn't want to get a zero and do lines.
And has your child's school report improved since they've attended?
Yeah.
And have you seen any improvement in your child's school attendance since they started the project?
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you seen an improvement in their confidence?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Have you seen an improvement in your child's general sort of learning and development since they've started?
Yeah, no, like she gets a little bit... Like, nervous around people and like harder to make friends. So, but she loves it because she's got little friends at her group. She likes going there. Well, the only thing she minds about is when it's hot, but she likes making new friends. But he just gets stuck in. And
they both were really good at the residential, to be fair. They didn't, like you were sharing a room and he was sharing a room, and they got on great with their roommates, so it's nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, you didn't like your room. It wasn't posh at all. Just one bed in a room with a toilet and a shower.
The bare essentials.
Yeah. Do you think attendance at the project has prevented your child from getting into trouble with the police or anything like that?
Well, no, the only trouble, like, obviously, with him on the estate, he gets into a few rucks.
Yeah.
I've never had to go to the police, but... Yeah. He gets very built up and angry, so where the group's up Monday to Thursday and he goes and he gives him that bit of time, so when I do pick him up, they have some dinner, they have a bath, and then they go and chill out and watch a film. So it's nice that he's not out there causing a bit of mischief.
Like,
if another child comes up to him or starts, he doesn't know how to express it, but as a group, he's able to express it because he's got people around him.
And do you think attendance at the project has prevented your child from getting into trouble with, say, like gangs or any other negative sort of influences?
You know, definitely, like, with here, there's kids that they do have their little set friends and stuff, so it has with him. And with her, she just stays in, she doesn't like going out with them outside. So it's nice for her because it's built up her confidence. But with Jamie, it stops him going out and causing a bit of mayhem with the other children. Mm. He just gets a bit angry, don't you, Jamie?
Yes.
And does your child have more friends and positive influence since they've joined the project?
Yeah.
And has your child's relationship with other parents or siblings improved since they started attending the project?
You know, they, yeah, I'd say it has. Yeah. Like with the older brother and sister, because they've got their own space when they're at group, it's kind of nice that they, when they do come back and they tell them what they've done.
Yeah.
So, like, that is a good thing.
Has your relationship with your child improved since they've started going to the
project? Yeah, because I can bribe them. It has, because they go there and when they come home they get so excited and tell me what they've done. So, and it's nice for them. It's nice for them because it's a positive thing for them to be able to go there and, like, she loves her arts and crafts and he likes football. And then with the scoring system, they knew they'd be able to go and do things like days out. It was a good thing for them. So it has been a huge improvement.
And is your child contributing? Is the child contributing to the community more since they started attending the project? So do you find that they're doing a lot more activities and things like that?
They just play with them, with their friends.
What services would you like us to provide for your children? If there's any extra services that you would like the project to put on? Can you think of any?
Obviously, she likes her arts and crafts, and he likes, and they both like their school. So they're really, really happy with everything they do there. Like, there's nothing they've ever come back and moaned about or said anything. So everything seems to be good there.
Yeah.
For them. So they love it. It's really, really good for them.
Brilliant.